Hey guys, Michael Tazzagna here. Welcome to day 48 of Crypto Life 365. On the road again, more hustling, but you know, these are the kind of days that I actually really love, because the days that when they disappear and you don't remember what the hell you're doing, they just feel really unproductive. So, yeah, yesterday I mentioned some of the things I was doing, but then in the evening I had a box come in with the rest of all my airplane electronics. So yesterday and this morning, a little bit of it. I had a lot of fun actually wiring and putting everything together, and it does come as a lot of assembly required. Like, you get wires, you get connectors, you get pins, and you have to actually strip all the wires and connect all the things together and follow directions again and working. But at this point, my table is basically has everything needed to be instrument flight rated, meaning it flying, not being able to see anything outside of the windshield through clouds and fog and stuff. Only things missing are wings and an engine, I guess, but you can see a picture of that on my Facebook. So, two displays, two radios, an IFR navigator. That thing was the most expensive piece of equipment on there, but unfortunately it's required in order for me to fly blind in instrument weather. Servos, controls, radios, like everything is pretty much set at this point. All I need to do is get it, I guess, installed into an airplane, which I don't actually have ready yet. Right now I'm shopping for an engine, and unfortunately those things are expensive as hell too, because again, everything needs to be certified and rechecked. Like, every single bolt has to be certified. So, like, you go to a Home Depot, you buy a bolt that'll cost you 25 cents. You buy a bolt that goes into an engine that has to be certified, it'll cost you about $2. But yeah, it's just my hobby kind of thing. But big announcement, actually I'll kind of leave it for later, a big announcement at the end of this. Smaller stuff, this morning I had a 2-hour call with my accountant finally to go over setting up and using QuickBooks. I have done accounting before. Unfortunately, for the kind of businesses that I worked with, they were so dated and backwards, especially the government that I worked at, that most of their accounting was actually done on Excel spreadsheets, which was a pain in the ass. My own accounting for this business, I was kind of expecting to be able to use an actual accounting team eventually, so I was using my own home copy of Quicken just to keep track of bank statements and downloads and Excel as well. Unfortunately, with my business, it got so freaking complicated that it was just a mess. Like I may have mentioned that I was working on accounting, and I have receipts thrown around the floor of my room, because my office, because they were organized by months, but my cat decided to play with them, so they're all over the place, and it's just a pain in the butt. One of the things that I know how to do, but if you don't do it, even if you've done it and have an education in it, after a few years you really forget a lot of stuff. So it's really, really good to get an expert who actually does this for a living constantly, so you can ask them questions like, where does this expense go? What category should I put this in? What kind of an expense should this be? And they actually know that, because I could do it myself, but it would take me a while to Google and read up on old accounting books. But you know, that's, my time is worth way a lot more than that. So yeah, I'm already seeing it's going to be so much easier to keep track of everything, especially with QuickBooks having a mobile app that'll let me just take pictures of receipts and upload them directly, instead of having to go through a big pile of them at the end of months or the end of many months, then try to remember what matches what. Now I just, as soon as I get a receipt, take a picture, boom, done. The other thing, I guess, just kind of rushing back and forth with dropping stuff off at banks, moving money around, And right now, you can probably hear me driving. It's another class of instrument flight rating. Yay, so I'm going to go up flying. Which, the weather this morning was terrible. It was rainy, it was cloudy, and I'm thinking, this is great. I'm going to have some instrument flight rating, actual conditions. But unfortunately, by the time I was ready to go to class, right now the weather is just beautiful. The sun is out. It's not a lot of clouds. Any clouds that are up are way high up in the air, and it just looks really, really nice, which really sucks for me. So, oh well. It's going to have to be a simulated instrument flight rating. You can look up flying under the hood. That's basically looks like a giant baseball cap, cap type of thing, big plastic, bulky, and I'm going to have to wear that as I'm flying around so I don't look outside. Anyway, the big announcement that I mentioned. So I was working on a big project. I may have mentioned we are in the process of getting, we're hoping to set up a bank because banks that I work with do not provide the services that I need, and the banks that provide some of the services just don't seem to know how to do it. So I'm just going to do it myself. The announcement is that the first hurdle is finally done. I now own a corporation in St. Kitts by the name of... So the bank is going to be called... the bank company is Summis Capital. The name Summis is Latin for first or prime or the main, I guess, the primary would probably be the best. And... Summis kind of works with where we're opening it up because it's similar to the word summit, and St. Kitts and Nevis. Nevis is a tall mountain, kind of an island, and it has a summit, a peak, mountain peak. So it works out. But anyway, Summis Capital is the name of the company, and Summis will be the bank that we will have. And as you remember, as I mentioned yesterday, just because it's quote-unquote my corporation does not mean I own it. I just am, I guess I work for it. So, again, it's something I control, not own. So, I'm saying don't go after me because I don't actually own anything. This bank thing is just going to be something that I work for. So, making myself yet another job, at least from a legal standpoint. So, yay. Anyway, really excited about that and super excited about going flying again. Can't wait to actually do that in my own plane because that thing is going to be freaking awesome with all the electronics I'm stuffing into it. It's going to be like almost like a spaceship. Like the complexity of how well it can be controlled by computers just to the point that you can fly it by turning one knob to go left and right and another knob to go up and down, and that's it. So landing will be hard, but because you still need to know how to land at least the last 200 feet of it. Anybody who is flying with me can just control the plane for me by turning knobs left, right, up and down, and that's it. And the plane will take care of everything else all on its own. So yeah. But yeah, Summis Capital, it's going to be great. We do have quite a lot of interest in it. It's actually more and more interest coming in every month. So I am nervous about the amount of money that I'm going to put up into actually making it happen because it's going to be a substantial capital investment. But hopefully I can find somebody else to share that cost with. And kind of a... have to get over the hurdle where there's a lot of money that I would have to put in that will still end up costing me quite a lot even if I get most of this money back. But the upsides for this thing are just enormous. I guess if it actually succeeds, but I am not quitting on this project. So if it fails, perseverance, just keep trying again and again and again until it actually works, because someday, somewhere, one of these places, it's going to work and I will have it working. So there you go. Anyway, almost up to the airport, so I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.